You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we continue to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show and the difference makers that we recognize through this show. Today, we are going to again talk about the NICU. We're going to talk about preemie babies and the support that these families need when they are in that particular situation. Alicia Kelly reached out to me about a special event that's been organized to help Huntsville Hospital through a foundation, and I wanted Alicia to be able to share about this effort, to share her background, the reason that she is passionate about this effort. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Alicia Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great today, and I appreciate the fact that you decided to reach out to me to try to use The Mark White Show as an avenue to spread the word about what you're passionate about, your own family situation that caused you to care so much about families in the NICU and those little babies.
It's a great program, and I'm so glad you had me on this morning.
Let's talk about this background, Alicia. Your own sister was a preemie, right?
She was. 22 years ago, she came on Easter Sunday, weighing 2 pounds and 2 ounces. I was 8 years old, and we had hunted Easter eggs in my mom's room. And by the time I made it back home, we had a baby.
Wow. And for an 8-year-old, which is my daughter's age, Cora, I imagine that you were very excited about having a new addition to your family.
We were so excited to have her. Little did we know she would begin the battle of her life. And she she won. And that is all thanks to the NICU.
What was it like for you as an 8-year-old with an expectation that as soon as the baby's born, you're going to be able to have your little sister and be able to play and do all these things, and then, wait a minute, Alicia has to wait?
I was going into it thinking, hey, I get a new baby doll to play with, because she was going to be little anyway, and come to find out I had to wait 7 weeks and 2 days before I could even touch her. And it was a constant, you know, 2 hours a time visiting 2 times a day.
And for an 8-year-old, that memory would be very vivid. I know that Cora absorbs everything around her now, and she is going to remember a lot of things that are happening now in her life as an 8-year-old. So you have a very clear memory of this, right?
I do. Being able to see her through the incubator was something we didn't get to go in all the time. Only when certain nurses were there, they'd let us see her. And I'm so grateful for those nurses.
Isn't that amazing? 22 years ago, and I realize things have changed when it comes to the NICU, and some technology would be different, but the fact that 22 years ago, a 2-pound baby could survive, and Huntsville Hospital is where your sister was, and it was set up to help her live.
It sure was, and that's the reason why I'm doing it today. Because of them, I have my sister.
Did you collaborate with your sister about what you wanted to do in her honor to help Huntsville Hospital in the NICU?
I asked her if she was okay with me sharing her story. She was a little bald-headed baby up until she was like 2. She didn't have any hair. So she said as long as I didn't share her embarrassing baby picture, she was all right with it.
Well, I'm glad that she's all right with it, because as you know, there are families right now who are in the middle of what the journey was for your family 22 years ago, and there are families who are going to be affected by this in the future. And so when these stories can be shared, and there is a hopefulness obviously behind your story and being able to share that your sister is with you today, then I hope that what that does is help those families who are going through this journey as we speak.
That's my plan. I hope to help as many families as I can. I hope to buy as much equipment as I can. Anything that needs to be done, I hope we reach it.
You know, some people want to make a difference. They're looking for opportunities to do that. Sometimes taking that first step can be hard, and maybe they don't know what to do. But for you, what did it take to connect with Huntsville Hospital, the foundation, and say, we want to do this?
I was sitting in my recliner on Thursday night, and I told my mom, I said, Mom, I want to do something. I want to make a difference. I called Huntsville Hospital on Friday morning, and I partnered with the foundation. The foundation is a third-party organization where you can make donations to a specific department of the hospital, and they said they always need representation for the hospital. It needs, every department needs donations, and this department stood out more than any other department to me, and I plan to do another fundraiser next year, and I'll donate to another department.
So what you're saying, Alicia, the process was not difficult. It wasn't something that you had to jump through hurdles to say, I want to make a difference.
No. I called the foundation at 256-265-1000. Ask the operator to connect you to the foundation, and they'll put you in the right direction. Every donation, big or small, makes a difference.
Alicia, have you heard of Project Sweet Peas before?
Yes, I have.
I'm friends with Carrie Tyler, and she's been on the show as they take gift bags to those families with gift cards, and they try to do some things to let the families know that they care. And I appreciate efforts like that. And here we have another opportunity to help the department itself and to help those very special nurses, the medical staff there who are trying to help these families. It's a very important effort, and I believe that any dollar that's donated or contributed, if it helps this cause and it helps these families, it may actually save a life.
That's right. So when I talked to the lady at the foundation, she told me that it didn't matter if my donation was $3 or $30,000, my donation would make a difference.
in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about the car show along with the vendor fair and how you came up with that particular idea for a car show, a bike show, a vendor fair. Where did this idea come from?
Cars on the Square. I go up there all the time, and I'm personal friends with the guy over at the Mustang Club in Athens, and he has helped us out at events before, and I'm hoping that maybe if I can get enough cars and bikes, then they can, we can make a difference. And
who's our Mustang guy?
Joseph Scott.
Excellent. I know Joseph Scott, and we appreciate people like Joseph who are willing to step in and take your idea, because the one thing we don't want to happen when we come up with an idea and we have a vision to make a difference, we want it to go ahead and happen. I'm the type of person that doesn't want to sit on my hands. I want, when I say I have an idea, I really want to make it happen quickly. And if you have people that will jump on board with you and say, I'll be part of what you're doing, then of course that helps you, it encourages you, and then it advances the effort once you start to see that people are starting to rally around this idea that you had.
I have an amazing support group. I come up with the idea on Thursday night. Friday morning, I partnered with the foundation. I had food trucks lined up already. I had people agreeing to be part of my car and bike show. I had people making donations, and I'm so thankful for those people.
Absolutely. We can't do it alone. And when we come up with an idea and people believe in that and they say, I want to be with you on this, it does mean a lot. And what it does is it encourages those people as well, because they see that there are people in our communities who want to make a difference. And then that leads to other people coming up with ideas to make a difference themselves. And it really is a pretty good circle, so to speak, where one thing leads to the other, and it's a continuous pattern of doing good.
It is. It takes a village, and you cannot do it by yourself.
You are so right, Alicia. And in the next segment, we're going to open up this bike and car show along with the vendor fair that we're going to have at this event. And I want you to be able to share how it's going to be put together, when people are going to be able to come to it, how they can support it before it happens, because it does take money and people can contribute. And of course, it is supporting the Huntsville Hospital Foundation and the NICU more specifically to try to help these families who are in the middle of a NICU battle with these little babies. And if you'll stick with me, we'll talk about that in the next segment, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Alicia Kelly. She had a great idea, and the idea is taking off. The Huntsville Hospital Foundation said, let's do it. Joseph Scott, who's familiar with cars and part of car shows that happen in Athens, Alabama on the Square, let's go. And Alicia is moving forward with this idea, and I'm glad to have her on the Mark White Show today to share about this. And I hope you'll stick with us as we talk about how you can be part of this very special car and bike show along with vendor fair. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am so glad to have this guest on the line with me right now because she is a doer. She's a difference maker. She decided that she wanted to help the NICU at Huntsville Hospital because of her own sister's situation 22 years ago. And now here we are today as she's helping families in the way that she feels that they were helped those decades ago. And there are families right now who need our help in the NICU. And wherever you are, if you're in Huntsville, Alabama, if you're in Athens, Alabama, if you're in another state or even another country listening right now, you can do what Alicia has done and decide to make a difference for this very special community. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Alicia Kelly.
How are you?
I am doing great. This is a wonderful conversation. Anytime we can help these families, these babies, because if we'll just take a minute to realize that there are parents who aren't able to go to work, there are families who their whole world has been flipped upside down in particular situations like this, where they're having to make adjustments if they have siblings, like you were an 8-year-old. So certain adjustments have to be made for these families. And it's a complicated situation. It's not something that we sit down and plan for necessarily. And then when it happens, what are we going to do? And there are a lot of families right now trying to figure out, what are we going to do? How do we get the kids to school? And how do we provide for our families? How do we continue to make a living? And those are concerns and questions that are very real. And we as a community, as a society, can find a way to try to help these families. And that's exactly what you decided to do.
It is. It was a struggle for us. My mom and dad, either my mom got to go and my dad didn't because he had to work, or my dad got to go and my mom didn't because she was getting the kids off the school or getting them ready for bed. And No family should have to do that. It should be a option where they get to spend time with their babies, and it's just rough. It's hard.
Well, and we want those families to know right now, if there's anybody listening that's facing that, I want them to know through our conversation right now that there are people out there who care about them, who are working very hard to try to help in their given situation, to try to make things easier, to lift that burden, so to speak. And right now we're talking about a car and bike show along with a vendor fair that the Huntsville Hospital Foundation has said, let's do it. And you have now begun to organize this. And as you said, you have some people lining up ready to jump in, including Joseph Scott with the Mustang Group in Athens, Alabama, as they have their car show on the square and you have vendors lining up for this. Let's talk about people that you've so far had jump on board with you.
Okay. My first two donations come from local businesses in Athens. It was Logan Elmore from Troy Elmore Realty and Gracie Carter and Sons Contracting. I'm so thankful for those two companies. I've had food trucks tell me, hey, I want to be part of this. Hattie Mae's food truck in particular, her babies were NICU babies. One of them weighed 1 pound and 13 ounces, and one of them weighed 2 pounds even. And for her to step up and help me make a difference when her babies went through that means so much.
Yes.
Another vendor I have lined up is Rocket City Poppers. They are a popcorn vendor. They've agreed to do popcorn at our event. And I have a sublimation vendor called SHO. And they're going to come out and they're going to do t-shirts and stuff for us. And it's such a great event.
Hattie Mae, and thinking about her own particular situation, I imagine that as soon as you said, this is what I want to do, she's bells and whistles going off in her mind of her own experience and saying, absolutely, I don't believe there was any hesitation there.
When I called her, I said, I'm trying to get in touch with somebody about Hattie Mae's food truck. And she said, that's me. I said, I partner with Huntsville Hospital or the foundation, and I'm trying to do a fundraiser for the NICU. And she said, say no more. I'm in. My babies were NICU babies are NICU survivors. So we're doing this. We are going to do this with you. We have your back. And I talked to her for a little while, and I got to know her. And she is an amazing lady, and I can't wait to see what she has to offer at this feature, at this event.
That is great to hear that people are jumping board in that way. What's the plan for the date? How about when people can expect this car and bike show along with the vendor fair?
It is June the 25th, and it's going to be at Church of the Living God in Elkmont, Alabama.
How can people contribute right now leading up to June the 25th?
They can call me at 256-614-1065, and I will meet up with them, and I will get their door prize, their donation, whatever they are offering. I'm also selling Boston Butts. Mama D's restaurant in Elkmont has agreed to smoke all of our butts and ribs, and they are going to donate a big portion of the money to us. I'm pre-selling Krispy Kreme donuts as well, and there's a man named Philip from Walmart Cares. He's donated bicycles. He went and bought 6 bicycles for us.
One of the things I'd like to mention, Alicia, as most people realize, it's been a very difficult time financially for so many. And to see businesses and individuals step up, it really does mean a lot to have them contribute, because their dollar means so much more today than, say, it did even last year. And for these individuals to say, I want to be a part of this, is really says a lot about them. It says a lot about their character and their interest in helping those who absolutely right now cannot help them at all.
It does. You know, I've always been a firm believer that every little bit makes a difference. And that's what I tell these businesses when I talk to them. It doesn't matter if you donate $5 or if you donate $100. That's going to make a difference, and that's all we're trying to do. I'm just a big-hearted girl trying to make a difference for 10 tiny toes, and that's the name of my organization, is 10 Tiny Toes.
That is great. I love that. 10 Tiny Toes. Do you have a Facebook group,
yes,
Alicia?
We are in the process of making one.
Nice. I like it. I like the message.
There's that little one.
Yes, and I'm sure your sister's proud about that.
She is. She told me the other day she was so proud of me for trying to make a difference, and especially for recognizing something that she went through and a lot of other families have gone through, and we may not even know it.
Do you have any parents around who are getting to witness what you're doing for your sister?
I do. Both my parents are still around, and they are so proud of me. They've been in my corner every step of the way. Mama is actually helping me on this process too. And Daddy has agreed to volunteer his Saturday for the event. So if he gives up fishing, it means something.
Absolutely. Well, and he knows what it's like. And a lot of times the men are left out, because obviously it's the woman who is giving birth and going through a lot of those medical circumstances. But the man is there too, and he's the father. And, you know, if he's there, he's going through the same battle. And sometimes men are supposed to just be tough. And sometimes we need to be able to be a part of that moment in the emotional way and get that out of our systems. And I do want to make sure that we understand and include all the men who are involved with this, because they're having to watch as their babies are having these difficulties, and then their wives as well.
Daddies matter just as much as mamas do. And there is so many mamas and daddies both that are, you know, struggling with having a kid in the NICU and not knowing how they're going to get to work and be able to visit for this time. When Haley was over there, it was mama went or daddy went, and sometimes it was a coin toss on who got to go. And it's just hard, and everybody goes through it, every mom and dad, and it's not something you want to do. But if I can make a difference in that mama and that daddy's life, then I've done something. If I can buy one bottle or one blanket for that NICU, I have done something.
What are your parents' names, Alicia?
Roxanne Reynolds and Thomas Hagemaker.
What I want to say is I appreciate their example during that time, 22 years ago, to the eyes of an 8-year-old, so that in 2022, you wanted to make a difference because of Haley's situation, your own sister's situation. That means a lot. And so to be able to recognize your parents and how they conducted themselves during that time that influenced you and impacted you, for you to want to help these other families, that's very important. So my hat's off to your parents for what they went through those many years ago.
Well, thank you for that.
And then also Haley, we appreciate her and her legacy. This is part of her legacy. And I appreciate the fact that she wanted to be a part of this, that she cared about others who are going through the same thing that obviously she would not remember because she was the baby. But to understand that there are people who are going through this, that means a lot, that Haley now wants to be a part of this to help other families for the struggle that your family experienced during that time.
Yeah, she come out a fighter and she's still a fighter. She does everything she can to help me. She will do just about anything I ask her to do for this fundraiser. She said she was my back 110%.
Excellent. Again, I want you to share about June the 25th and how people can connect.
It's going to be June 25th at Church of the Living God in Elkmont. We're going to have live music, a car and bike show, a vendor fair. You can call me at 256-614-1065, and I can meet you somewhere, and we can get your donation headed in the right direction. You can pre-buy. Boston butt and rib tickets or Krispy Kreme tickets for donuts. You can come out and make a donation. You can come out and see the cars. Just remember going into it that every penny counts. If you come out and you think you're not going to make a difference because you're only donating a dollar, that dollar may make me reach my goal. It may help me reach what I'm trying to achieve.
We certainly want that to happen, Alicia. And again, I appreciate the fact that you reached out to me about this effort. I'm looking forward to June the 25th. I'm putting it on my calendar and hope that my family can be there as we help these families. And again, we appreciate Haley and your parents and your decision to make a difference through Huntsville Hospital's foundation to support the NICU family. So thanks again for your interest in doing that and stepping up to the plate to make a difference, Alicia Kelly.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Thanks for helping me put this word out. It means so much.
Absolutely. Hang tight just one second.
Okay.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Alicia Kelly and her family as they are helping families in the NICU at Huntsville Hospital. And again, wherever you're at, I want you to think about these families and what they're going through right now and how you can help them. There is an opportunity out there for you to make a difference. As you heard Alicia say, she had an idea. She decided to move forward with it, and she found people who also wanted to be part of this effort. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing those difference makers, and I hope that you will share this show with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can make a difference. I want you to follow the Facebook and Instagram, where you'll see some of these stories posted. You'll have the information in front of you, the events, the people who are struggling right now, who need your prayers, who need your financial contributions, different things that you can do to try to help them, and I hope that you'll follow those pages. You can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. I also want to add that you can now listen to the Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat through Rocket City Broadcasting every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's a program that focuses on nonprofit organizations, so I hope that you'll make plans to tune in to 98.1 The Beat. You can listen anywhere around the world via 981thebeat.com. So you can stream it during the 7 o'clock to 7:30 time period on 98.1 The Beat through Rocket City Broadcasting. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.